Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Orson Welles speaking from London.
The Black Museum. The repository of death.
All right.
Yeah.
Story time.
So about
story time.
About the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
You know, you're from the South, Joe. Well, not from the South, but you live in the South.
Yeah, I live in the South.
So the Klan is present.
Very.
And they are some bumbling fucking retards. No, all I was gonna say is that me and my buddies used to like crank call like the Klan because there was a local Klan chapter and we would just call and be like, boss, we got one, and we'd have like my black friend Blake be like, oh, miss it, I don't trust shit like that.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because we would get, it wouldn't be calls, it'd just be, they would like, I don't know, like leave recordings or some shit, and it would just be like
it's not a normal phone call.
No, like it wouldn't ring, it would, I don't know how the fuck they did it. They had some like AV geniuses over at the Klan apparently, because the propaganda, I was kind of impressed. I'm like, that's actually better than I expected. that's some like production value to that. But they just leave messages and they just be like, hell yeah, brother. Save our land, join the Klan. And they'd be like long messages of like, did you know that Nancy Pelosi is actually a lizard? And that, I swear to God, dude, it'd get fucking crazy. But like, you know, they want us, Jews, they're not good. Basically, and it'd just be like some dude with a voice recording just like spouting shit.
Yeah,
it's like half drunk. He's like, you know, I watched Seinfeld, and I gotta admit, it's kind of funny. But Jews in general, you know, we're gonna spare the Seinfeld Jews, but Jews in general, man, you know, they eat babies first of all. Like, there would just be some guy just being like, so, black people's brains are smaller. Yeah. It'd just be like it would, swear to God, it'd be like a 13-minute voicemail.
Jesus.
I still have that number saved, and then it's disconnected, because we used to call them all the fucking time. And the voicemail, like when you called them, I really wish the number still worked, because the voicemail when you called them was, they would change it like every month. And one I remember distinctly was, it was whenever Martin Luther King Jr., I guess it's this month, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I don't think it's this month, but
last month.
Oh, last month. Okay. Yeah, it'd be, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and they'd just be like, you know, Martin Luther King was fucking white women. Okay. which is wrong. That fucking, yeah, race traitor. All right, anyways, save Orlando, join the Klan, white power, and they hang up.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man, I missed that. So that was the most fun I ever had.
I guess they would have to change their shit every month then. I never really thought about that before.
The voicemail? Yeah, that's why I was saying I was impressed they, like, put that much effort into it. They're just like, Ronnie Dean, Jimmy Dean, you got to record the voicemail for this month.
I mean,
shit, man, I don't know what to say.
It makes me think of the Black Klansman movie, how he kind of just, like, called them.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that how he did it? He just called them.
Yeah, and he just pretended to be a white guy.
Yeah. Great movie. Love that movie. But yeah, I guess that would make sense.
I'm gonna make a movie called White Klansman. It's that Daniel Radcliffe movie where he pretends to be a skinhead. Like, yeah. I just joined the Klan. I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm just like, this is kind of stupid, isn't it, guys? This is fucking gay.
Yeah, it's just a white guy. It's a white guy joining the KKK.
All right, dude, here's
nothing
the joke.
Special about it.
Here's the joke. I'm going to join the Klan, and then that's it.
That's it. And actually
wrap your head around
it. Participate in their quote unquote gatherings, if you will.
No, you're like in denial. You're like, guys, we're not burning a person. It's just a cross on someone's lawn.
It's just a movie. It's not real.
And that Jew shouldn't have looked at a white woman, okay? No, I don't know if he's Jewish, but he's just some guy. His nose is big. I don't know.
But he's Jewish, so, like.
Oh, that was another big one. It was always just, like, blacks and Jews.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember a lot of Jewish stuff for where we were at. I'm like, dude, there are, like, no Jewish people anywhere near here. And they just be like, these Jews with their big noses and, they're making all the movies. All the movies are made by Jews, if you didn't know. Yeah, but then it would literally be like he's just making it up, like I'm making it up just off the top of his head. It's like, yeah, but then they're bad. You know how they're bad? Anyways, join the Klan. Please mail in to get your membership card and white robe. Signature white robe created by Tucker's wife. it's a podcast. Our sponsor today, Tucker's wife.
Available to listen on Spotify and iTunes. And
Spotify took us down because they're a bunch of beep loving Jews that can't handle the truth.
I'm trying to think of do they have a website? I don't really.
yeah, they definitely
they
do.
They should have. They would.
No, they definitely have a website.
It's like they would have like their own.
Everyone submit a membership application to the Klan website right now.
Well, I was going to say they're going to have their own like separate like section that's dedicated to podcasts.
That would be cool. What if that was the channel we ended up on?
Oh my
God. On the KKK website.
Yeah, that's how we get money.
Honestly.
We get David Duke's sponsorship.
We're sponsored by Daryl's hunting and fishing shop and
Crossburners Association.
Giant CBA. Cross construction.
Yeah, I'm part of the CBA. Huh?
Hi, my name's Earl, and I make giant crosses. whether you're some gay-ass church that has church outside, or you're a Klan meeting, or you're trying to get that Jew out of your neighborhood.
Let me tell you, I got some firewood for you. You see that cross over there? See that big-ass cross over there?
We sell two things, kerosene and firewood. That's all we sell.
And our firewood is only shaped as a cross.
And he looks at the camera and points, and he's like, did you see some guy eat a bagel? You want to get him the fuck out of there? Because of Earl's cross burning co.
What? Did he happen to be black?
Did you see a black guy? Are you scared because you saw a black guy?
No, that's all he says. That's all he says. Do you see a black guy? Come down to Earl's.
Come down to Earl's. You know what we do. Are you afraid Nancy Pelosi's a goblin woman that's going to come fuck your kids? Come on down to Earl. It'd be very funny if there was like a... Because the Klansmen are always like, fuck Nancy Pelosi, she's a bitch. What if there was just some... Like, there was like one guy who was like, you know, guys, I agree with them finding Trump. I think Trump should be in jail.
Yeah,
let's kill this family of black people.
You know, I don't. I mean, I actually kind of agree with her a little bit. You know, I mean, she has some good points.
No, that guy'd be dead immediately.
Oh yeah.
But just in his heart, he's like, I hate black people and Jews. Yeah. But he's like, I'm voting Bernie. You bet.
This is kind of like the it's like Django, like they're having their discussion about the masks at the cross burning.
This one's
the cross burning. It's like, I mean, you know, I kind of agree with her a little bit. You know,
guys, if you listen, it makes sense. I don't know what the fuck Nancy Pelosi says.
I don't know.
That's just always the one they point out. They're like, fuck her, she's a bitch.
It's like,
she's a dumb bitch.
The guy's like, you know, I kind of grown to listen to everyone's opinions, you know, and just kind of make my own. And
guys, have you ever just opened your heart and listened?
Yeah.
So anyway, to what Jesus Christ tells you.
So anyway, my wife's fucking a black guy right now, so let's go kill him.
Let's go kill him. Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
I'm getting cucked right now. I used to be an accountant, but
So I was told that we would go kill him, but I didn't sign up for the cross burning part. I mean, it's cool, I guess, but like, can we go do my bit now?
I've never figured out what, like, why do they burn a cross? Because the Klan's like, you know, like Christian affiliated. Christian.
Yeah,
they are. They're like, you know, yeah, I never understood the same points as anyone else, the stupid ass points. They're like, yeah, see, it, you know, it says man should not lay with an animal. Black people are animals. Therefore, my wife's a cheating whore, and we should go kill them both right now.
But I'm also going to burn a cross that our Lord and Savior was nailed upon.
By the Jews, I might add.
Maybe that's why they burn it. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
I thought it was because it was some, I mean, obviously it's symbolism, but.
Sorry, I'm on the Klan right now. I was listening to that Daryl Davis guy all day, and I was like, this is kind of an interesting topic that we will not make any good points about on the pod.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if they killed a bunch of Jews? I don't know. Again, I don't know.
I guess they just wanted a symbol. Cross burnings called cross lightings by Ku Klux Klan groups to make it seem as if they are not destroying a Christian cross have long been used as a traditional symbol by Klan groups, used both in Klan rituals as well as in attempts to intimidate and terrorize victims of Klan groups.
Okay, this might also be where they, I don't know, they're probably not that smart to get it from that. It was a Scottish war, like, thing. Like, they would burn a cross to symbolize, like, to threaten the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Dixon Jr. in his novel, A Klansman, a historical romance of the two... Oh, no, it's not. 1905. Damn.
I'm gonna pause real quick. My cat is being weird.
Okay.
Are we back? What are you saying?
That was like a Scottish war tradition. That might be the thing.
Oh.
Let's see, and so the cross is supposed to be extinguished in sacrificial blood. This is from the Klan. It's a quote from. Wait, no. Who's it a quote from? It does not say. I was assuming this was the Klan.
Modern Klan groups are careful to refer to their ritual as cross lighting rather than cross burning.
Yeah, man, we're just putting Christmas lights up. What do you know?
And we're celebrating their Jesus. Fire, oh, and insist that their fires symbolize faith in Christ.
Faith in Christ. It'd be funny to, like, you just open your window and there's a cross burning. They're just, like, holding hands in a circle swaying. Brother, we found out you're Jewish. We're just trying to convert you. All right.
Nearly 1,700 cross burnings have been documented since the late 1980s, many of them in the front yards of African-American families. Although, in all fairness, the majority have been carried out by lone racist yahoos.
The fact that they used Yahoo's. That, man, I'm going to get a talking to by the FBI after my search history. There's a book I'm trying to find. Shit, I can't remember the name of it. This guy was telling me about the book. And though it was not a Klansman, but he was telling me about this book, and he was just fascinated by it because it's similar to Mein Kampf or whatever that fucking book is the Klan likes, but it's basically it's fiction, but it's written as like it's historical future, like it's gonna tell you what the future holds.
Oh, okay.
Not off of any sort of facts. It's just like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. It's like, white males are all going to be thrown in jail or whatever. And then they're all going to rise up and murder everyone, hang them. And
almost like 1984, but like.
Yeah, but they're like, it's more... good, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a good thing. it's a cautionary tale of sucks to be white, I guess. We need to burn more crosses. I need to find it, because I can't remember. It got pretty fucked up, and I'd read it, but I don't think I could find it anywhere.
That would be
racist books.
Racist books.
Because I'm a ignorant retard who likes to read. Hymn books politicians don't want you to know about.
The Holy Bible.
The Bible, first of all. Nancy Pelosi had 37 abortions. That fucking whore.
I mean, don't you know the Holy Bible is more accurate than any of your science textbooks?
Oh, these are fucking gay. Literally. Heather has two mommies. That's not the kind of shit I was trying to find. Gender queer. Fuck off. Who the fuck? What in the fuck?
Is Heather has two mommies like a kid's book?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is racist.
Now, son, you ain't going to school because they're them. liberal retards, you know, libtards, as they say. Here, read this book I found. Heather has two mommies.
This will tell you all you need to know. I don't want to learn about anti-racism. I want to learn about racism. God damn it, internet. No, god damn it. Seriously, this honestly is like when people are like, oh, man, fake news, and I just kind of roll my eyes, and when I look up racist literature, and it pops up like, how to not be racist, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not, that's just Google, not.
Look at what I typed in.
Dude, quit playing that shit, Google. You know what the fuck's going on. We're trying to make fun of racist books on our podcast.
And obviously you can't think of the author's name or even
No, it was all just we talked about it a lot and I just cannot remember the title. I don't think it really got into the all that, because I really wanted to read it. I remember I looked it up at one point.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Oh, I'll remember eventually.
When are we going to go see Madam Web?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what's her name's fine ass?
Sydney Sweeney.
Whoopi Goldberg, isn't she in it? Fine ass.
Whoopi Goldberg. I've heard that that movie is horrible. So bad.
No, Joe, that's just your white sexist male brain.
You're right,
I'm a man. Yeah, you don't get to have an opinion, actually. I do, because I identify as non-binary.
Right. Okay.
So I could be a faggot-ass, dumb-ass woman tomorrow if I wanted to.
Right.
I'll identify as it right now. You just watch me. I'll do it.
I'm watching. I'm listening.
I think Sydney Sweeney is so strong and brave for putting her tits on the internet.
I was about to say. So strong for carrying those two barrels.
Yeah, she's got a strong back, brother. She could plow a field. She could plow my field. I'm non-binary. I can say that.
I identify as a man and a woman, so
it'd be funny if you're like, I identify as gay.
I identify as Joe.
I identify as Joe.
My pronouns are Joe.
There is only one race. One superior race, the Joseph race.
The Joes.
So there's our own Joe McClellan, Joe Power.
Just so happens that two Joes run a show. That's too much power.
That is too much power.
Bring it on, David Duke.
We got Joe Rogan. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, Joe Rogan.
We got JoJo Sweeney. JoJo, what's her name?
JoJo Siwa. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, Joseph Goebbels.
Who?
Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's right-hand man.
Oh. Of course, the main one, yeah.
Yeah, the starter, the first Joe. Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas, yeah.
Oh, Joe Pesci, dude.
Joe.
Yo! Okay, he's the OG. Fuck Goebbels.
Yeah, he is the OG. The guy from Stranger Things, can't think of his name. Joe Keery, I think is his name.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh.
He plays Steve. Did you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, I had.
Okay.
I hated it, loved it, and then hated it again. I don't know what it is about that show.
I'm kind of done with it. I'll watch the last season, but anything else after that, no.
I might. I don't know.
I mean, it's the final season. I might as well just watch it.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I saw that they're going to probably make some new stuff after it, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
No, none of those people deserve to live.
I agree.
Fuck them. Fuck all them peoples.
Yeah.
Fuck them child actors. Fuck them all to death. Joe Namath.
Yeah. Joe Montana.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to think of actors, but I can't think of any other actors. Ghoul.
Ghoul?
Every Joe in the world.
Find our names on there.
What the fuck? What are the different types of Joe? Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck, dude. Joseph Stalin.
Oh, dude. Big man. Big man.
Big guy.
Average Joe, Ordinary Joe, Joe Six-Pack, Joe Lunch Bucket, Joe Snuffy, Joe Blown, Joe Schmo, for males. What do you mean Joe is a man's name?
Joe is a man's name. Don't get twisted. Oh, Big Joe Green. You know him?
Oh, dude.
Fuck yeah. We got Black Joe.
Diversity.
Diversity.
Joey Tribbiani. I know it's the fake. That's not a real guy, but.
Joe Flacco.
Nah.
What?
He doesn't count.
What are you against Flacco, brother?
He looks like a rapist.
You said we needed diversity.
Ah, goddamn, you're right. Bring him on. Joe, I don't know how to say his name. Manganiello. Manganiello. He played Flash in the old Spider-Man movies. Me breaking your face is the accident. God, what a fucking line.
Sounds like it. Hell yeah.
Can Joe be a girl name? No.
No, absolutely it can. Name your daughters Joe, please.
Is Joe an old name? It's the first name ever made.
Yeah. No, that was Adam. But Joseph was in
I don't
there.
Know. Where, it was Joe and Eve.
Yes, Joe and Eve. Bro. It was Joe and Joe, actually. In this podcast, they want you to think there was two guys in the
Bible.
No.
It was Joseph and Josephine.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking idiot. Is Jack short for Joe? What?
What the fuck?
What? Are people stupid? What are we doing?
Yes, people are very stupid. What the fuck kind of question is that?
Is Joe short for George?
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
Obviously. They don't mean Jorge. Jose. Jose Jorge.
What does Lucy mean? What the fuck? Why does this pop up? What the hell?
What does Lucy mean? It's a name. It's a fucking name. Jesus. I could picture myself, though. I could do that. Just be eyes. Fucking...
Joe Exotic.
Oh, shit. Oh.
The Tiger King.
The Tiger King.
Joe DiMaggio.
The Pussy King Joe Exotic.
You already said Joe Namath, right?
Yeah. I think we got all the football Joes. Big Joe Green, Joe
Scarborough.
Namath.
Joe Scarborough. Joe Perry.
Nice.
Thanks. I found a website and they're listing Joes and there's just some dude named Joe Root and I've never seen this guy before. Wait, he plays cricket? Bring him on.
Dude, get him in here. We're starting our Joe superiority group.
Yeah. Most famous people named Joe. Number one, Joe Biden.
You know what's funny, man?
Differ.
Joe, fuck no. No, I guess he's the most relevant.
Yeah, he's definitely the most. I think that's what it.
Goebbels is the best, obviously.
But, oh, yeah.
You know what's crazy? My mom always says, she's like, I wanted you to have a unique name, and then she named me Joe. The most common goddamn name. I went by my middle name, though, forever. I'm named after the character in Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Why didn't they just name you Patrick Swayze?
Honestly, that would be pretty fucking cool. I would not be upset at all. Nah, dude, it would have sucked in school to be named Patrick.
See, the thing would be if
Patrick,
you were named
Star.
Yeah, I don't like the name Patrick. If you were named Patrick Swayze, you would have to do everything in your ability to look like as sexy as possible.
Oh yeah, dude. I got
even
them.
At the ripe age of 5.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm wearing them skinny jeans.
You are.
I've got tissue in my pants.
You're taking steroids at 5 and lifting weights and.
I'm wearing a dress.
Shredded.
Wearing a dress. I'm doing pottery. Dress. Yeah. I'm roundhouse kicking.
Roadhouse.
I'm killing Russians.
Yeah.
With Charlie Sheen. Those are the only Swayzes I know.
Surfing and skydiving.
Oh, the best one. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Keanu. Whoa. My favorite part of the, I swear to God, I hope I'm not misremembering it, but my favorite part of the movie is like I think it's Swayze's character. He's like running from Keanu and he's wearing the president's mask and he jumps the fence. And then Keanu's like laying on the ground and he's shooting.
Oh,
at
the
him.
Classic scene.
Oh yeah, and he points up. I swear to God, right after that he just goes, whoa. He just
probably
makes a noise. He's like,
before Matrix, a lot of his movies are just like, well, it's Bill and Ted.
Whoa. And after Matrix. And the Matrix. What? What do you even mean?
I guess that Morbius, is true. He does say whoa in Matrix, actually. Thinking about
whoa.
It. Because Lawrence Fishburne jumps the gap between two buildings. It's the free your mind, and he jumps across like the entire city, and then Keanu's just like,
"Whoa, Neo, you need to listen to me. You can either be gay, or you can jump high."
I'm going to watch The Matrix again. I got to.
I have never been able to finish that goddamn movie.
Why?
There's nothing in it for me.
It's Keanu.
Yeah, Keanu. No, my favorite Keanu. Have we talked about this? because you need to watch Don't Knock. I think it's, yeah, Don't Knock.
Knock. Yeah, we did talk about it. Knock Knock.
Or is it Knock Knock?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never
seen it. That's the greatest Keanu movie ever. Dude, please fucking watch it. It's the funniest shit in the world. Dude, fucking 10 out of 10 smoke bombs show up to Keanu's house, and they're like, we're going to a party. It's raining in their hallway, and they're like, we're going to a party, but we don't want to show up with our clothes all wet. Keanu's like, okay, I guess you can use my dryer.
Well, first he opens the door.
Can I help you? I swear to God, that's what it is.
Kung Fu. Whoa.
No, I wish he said that. That would have been better. He's just like, oh, can I help you? And then they're like, he's like, you know, I brought you your clothes. And they're getting out of the shower. They're like, oh my God, why don't you just fuck us?
Whoa.
He's like, I can't. I'm married.
I have to find my dog's killer.
You don't understand. I'm married. Yeah, like, fuck you. And they just rape him. just like, no. Oh, no. And then they just, you know, hang around and trash his house and torture him. It's the funniest goddamn movie in the world. It's so goddamn good. Please watch it.
I need to watch it. I always find clips of it, but yeah, I love that man, but he is a horrible actor.
He's the worst fucking. There's like no action in this movie whatsoever, because you're not even distracted by that. It's just Keanu being like, why are you doing this? They're like destroying his like records or whatever. He's like, no, what? And he's like picking up the shard pieces. My wife, she gave me this. Oh man, I gotta rewatch Young Buck now. That movie's so awesome. Why are you doing this?
I might just go on like a Keanu Reeves binge.
That's a good idea.
Excluding John Wick, I'll rewatch just the first Matrix, and then I'll have to find his other shitty movies.
Oh, I just want to watch John Wick and Knock Knock. Oh, fuck.
Well, the thing is, with John Wick, even though he's still horrible, like acting wise, if it works though, so I'm not like laughing at him.
No, yeah, it definitely does. John Wick is legit good.
Yeah,
it does. It's weird. It fits in perfectly, like the whole universe. Well, like the whole John Wick universe is weird, so Keanu just being like a weird fucking surfer retard just makes sense for some reason.
That just happens to be the best killer in the world.
I'm thinking I'm back. I'm thinking I'm black.
Diversity. Yeah, like, of course it works, because, like, the director was his stuntman in The Matrix. So, like...
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Chad Stahelski, I think is his name. He was his stuntman in the... At least the first Matrix. I don't remember the
title. Chad... Chad Neo Wick is my name.
Chad. Yeah.
Some say I was born to fall downstairs. Some say I was born to fall downstairs.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm a thinking I'm black.
No, Keanu, it's back.
Black.
No. Keanu, come here.
Yeah.
Can we cut the whole, slow bit you have going on here? Just say the line.
No problem, Joe. I'm back.
There you go.
I thought about my dead wife for a minute. That's not funny. Keanu's life has been sad. I don't want to make fun of Keanu. I love Keanu. I think he's a legit good guy. I don't want to make fun of him anymore. He's had a bad life.
I'll make fun of Knock Knock. I'll make fun of Knock Knock and his surfer bro acting. But other than that...
Why are you doing this? I'm married.
Whoa.
He's just getting his dick sucked. That's the funniest part. He's like, no.
Whoa.
Whoa, no. And they like rape him and put it on Facebook. That's the craziest part.
He's like, he's getting his movies mixed up. So he's getting his dick sucked. And he's like, guns. Lots of guns. What? Whoa, Keanu. What?
Whoa. I know Kung Fu. I know Kung Fu. Oh, I have a... Not to change the topic. We can go back to the Keanu topic. I just thought of this a minute ago. And have we talked about the Tourette's documentary yet?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, I watched another... I rewatched that and I watched another documentary. It's on HBO. It's Mother God, I believe. It's fucking wild, dude. Mother God. I mean, it's Mother God, you know, some sort of subtext. Let's see.
Is it Love Has Won the Cult?
Oh yeah,
of
no.
Mother
yeah,
God.
Love Has Won the Cult of Mother God. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. It's crazy. It's just some chick that worked at McDonald's who just started this huge redneck cult. And there's a shit ton of like recordings of her, and also like these little I guess they were YouTube videos of her selling like their cult's merch. So there's a lot of footage of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just I haven't finished it yet. I watched like the first episode and then half the second one, and it was just her being like, hi, it's Mother. This is Father's. And it's just like five dudes that are fucking her. And what gets really weird is she invites like this meth head in.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like, he is the true Father, Father God. So like she's Mother God and she has all these Father Gods, but they're separate tiers and stuff. And then I can't remember exactly what she calls them, but they're basically like saints in her cult. So right. it's like one of them's Robin Williams. So like, and they speak through her. So Robin Williams will like speak through her. Meanwhile, in reality, she's just drunk and like flips out on someone. She's like, "I'm sorry, Robin wasn't feeling great last night."
What the fuck?
And then, another one of the saints is Donald Trump, who is not dead. He's the only one that's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so fucking funny. They're just fucking in a trailer. They're not even hippies. They're just in a trailer park getting fucked up and making up all this weird bullshit, and you just get to watch it. I really wish I could remember more of it, because honestly, the only reason I turned it off is because it got to the point where I was getting irritated just like listening to the people talk.
Yeah,
because it was like that weak ass bullshit of like, it's just like gibberish weird shit, and I'm like, dude, I can't. These drunk fucking hippies. Like, it's Mother God calling out, keep your chi centered. The meth head Father God.
Yeah.
So everyone hates him because he comes in and just, he's not a hippie, he's a meth head. So he just comes in and like Mother God will be passed out drunk and he'll just start running shit. He'll bitch out all the other Father Gods.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll just, they'll have it on like, you know, like meditation yoga music, and he'll just be like, turn it on heavy metal. And there's a video. It's the first of the episode. There's a clip. He's just walking around, bobbing his head. He's like, "This is the fate. This is the spirit." What the fuck? It's awesome.
I probably won't watch that, but
you won't.
Probably,
dude.
Not.
It's three episodes.
Oh,
I love. Yeah, dude. It's three episodes.
I'm assuming like an hour each.
Probably. I finished the first. Yeah, it's probably an hour.
Okay. Maybe.
I love those just crazy ass documentaries. I love the Tourette's documentary so much.
I need to find more just crazy documentaries to watch.
There's not enough.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Jeff Town.
Yep.
Those are all great. Those are all top tier. I haven't found any more good ones. Crazy racist documentary.
Adding more to your already perfect search history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had enough time to watch anything lately since moving into the new place.
Yeah.
Well, things are slowing down, so I should probably... sometime this weekend, I'll probably start binge-watching, or... I might start the Keanu Reeves.
That's a good move.
Binge this weekend. At least start it, anyway.
Oh, you know why John Wick works, honestly? It's because Keanu barely speaks in those movies.
Oh, yeah. He barely speaks and he does all of his stunts.
He just walks around.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm black. That's the only line I can remember from all of those movies.
Well, okay, that's the only line I remember. And then the other... word, because he doesn't say anything, is from the third movie. I remember seeing it for I think it was the first time, I think, when it was out in theaters. I was still working at the movie theater. Yeah. And I saw it with my coworker, and I was making fun of it because he kept saying consequences, kind of just like he would just say consequences and that's it. There's nothing else added to his lines.
If you come so into like, my house and suck my dick, there'll be
consequences. But no, it's like Halle Berry was in the third one, right?
Was she? I don't remember. They all feel like a fever dream. The
yeah, it
first
was,
one
yeah, yeah.
I remember.
It's the third one.
I remember like the stairs from the fourth one.
Yeah, the third one, it had Halle Berry and her two dogs, and they're in that like kind of boring shootout for like 20 minutes. But before all of that, Halle Berry's just like going on some tangent talking, and then she says something. I forgot what she says, and then he just goes, consequences. And then just like it just goes to the next scene, and I'm like, what? I don't think like. She asked a question, but it like consequences isn't like a proper, like it makes no sense. He kind of just says it.
Yeah.
Like there's no context to it really. Doesn't really answer her question, and it doesn't go with what she was talking about. And I was like, what?
No, yeah, that's like most of his, that's most of his yeah. dialogue.
I remember the first one, his dialogue wasn't that bad. He had more to say, but it was also just like, I don't know, it wasn't cringy. It was like, it was weird. For a moment, I was like, wait, Keanu is a good actor?
Good at acting?
And then they make the second one, and he's just like, yeah, yeah. That's the other thing. If the fourth one, that's all he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keanu charges by word. He does all the stunts for free, but he charges by word.
He Keanu, don't go off script. He throws an extra yeah in there. Keanu, I don't have enough for that word.
We're bankrupt.
Cut. Oh my, that we just wasted so much footage, Keanu.
Yeah.
No, stop fucking talking.
Shut up. Someone take Keanu.
No. Oh, fuck it. Shut the fuck up.
No.
He was good in Cyberpunk.
He was.
He was actually really good in Cyberpunk.
He was very good. Maybe it's like a Nicolas Cage situation.
Yeah.
Maybe Keanu, we just don't appreciate Keanu. Like, maybe Keanu legit is good. He's just never had a good movie.
Yeah.
So I think Nicolas Cage is an incredible actor.
Yeah. Con Air, dude.
Dude, Con Air. That is masterpiece.
That is probably my favorite Nicolas Cage movie.
I like Adaptation.
That's pretty good. That and The Rock, I used to watch so much when I was little. Did you ever watch The Rock?
I don't remember it.
Sean Connery, and they go to Alcatraz.
Oh, was Nicolas Cage in that?
Yeah. Him and Sean Connery go into Alcatraz and they're defusing the nukes.
I don't know why. I thought someone else was in that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, what is that one Nicolas Cage movie? Oh, Pig was great. Have you watched Pig yet?
Oh, no. I think that's on Hulu. I thought I saw it on Hulu.
But there's one.
Yeah, it is. Okay. There's who, one who's in. It's like The Color of Space or something.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
Color Out of Space. I heard that movie is crazy.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that. What's that one? Oh my god, there's no way this was a fever dream. I'm not seeing it.
Nicolas Cage movie?
Yes, it was, I think we've talked about it. He was like in this western town, but everyone's Japanese, and
I think I might have just found it.
It's not popping up for me.
Oh, never mind. Is it newer?
Yeah, it is. Relatively. It's
I found one that's called The Old Way. It's from last year.
That's not it. Damn, am I really not gonna be able to find this? His ball sack explodes in the movie.
Oh, Prisoners of the Ghostland?
Yes. Why is it not popping up for me? Yes.
His ball sack explodes.
One of his balls explodes.
What the fuck?
He's got he's like a you know, bank robber. So him and this guy rob a bank, and like the guy kills, I think, a kid. So Nicolas Cage gets sent to prison. And it's in like this weird Japanese western town. So like it's the old west, and the mayor's daughter the mayor's daughter escapes. So he's like, makes Nicolas Cage go get her, but he straps him with bombs. So he's got like a bomb on his neck. And I think he's got a bomb on his neck, his arms, his legs, and his balls, each testicle.
Jesus Christ.
So like, if he wants to trigger it, or if he runs out of a certain amount of time, it'll just blow one up.
That is hilarious.
Movie's rad. Yeah, I distinctly remember his balls.
I'm watching the trailer. Like, I'm watching the trailer. It's muted, but he's like showing off the bomb testicles. What the fuck? Who comes up with this shit?
I don't know, dude. But keep doing That's it, hopeful. Please.
Did you ever watch Willy's Wonderland?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to.
It's pretty good. That's a great Nicolas Cage performance because I think he says one word the entire movie. Like, no joke.
So you mean it's a terrible Nicolas Cage movie?
Well, no, but here's the thing.
He's not speaking the whole time?
Here's the thing, though. He plays pinball for like 90% of the movie. And then he goes He cleans the building, the fucking Chuck E. Cheese. I forgot. Well, Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah, that's copyright. Can't say that.
Yeah. And so what he does, he cleans it. And then the animatronics are coming alive and they're killing the people that sneak in. So what he does, he's clocked in, right? He goes to kill. He kills one of the animatronics. And then he's squaring up with the other one to protect the one girl, the final girl. His watch beeps. It's break time. So he goes back to the break room, cracks open a cold one, and plays some pinball. And the other girl's about to die. And then he's like, brother. Oh, breaks over. Goes back and just destroys the animatronic without saying a single word.
Okay, I need to see this.
But on the other hand, the other people are fucking annoying, but that's kind of a given. So,
I don't know. I like more Nicolas Cage speaking. I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I love Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby, and I'm ready to sign the check. Just fucking... Man, that movie's so awesome. Just killing himself. It's just a movie about a guy killing himself. The guy that wrote it killed himself.
The actual guy that wrote it?
Yeah, he killed himself before the movie got made. So, like, he wrote, like, one episode of Rugrats. And then he wrote this movie, and then he killed himself.
Was it John O'Brien?
Was it? I don't remember the guy's name.
I was asking. I don't know. There was two writers. Well, this guy's still alive, it looks like, so. John O'Brien and Mike Figgis. And Mike Figgis is still alive, so I'm assuming it was John O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has a Rugrats episode written.
Yeah.
Wow, that is... Oh, it literally fucking says right below it. Man, what a resume you got there, John.
Honestly, I'd be very proud of that resume.
Yeah.
A Nicolas Cage movie in one episode of Rugrats, and I'm like, I've made it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on top. Sing us out, Joe. Play us out.
I'm trying to think of
Joe. No, like that.
Hold on. Where's it at? 早上好中国, I was actually about to click that.
That's my favorite.
早上好中国, I'm proud of myself
for setting the icon as a fortune cookie.
I don't have that sound anymore.
You don't have Asian
I have
guy.
This one.
Hell yeah.
Going deep, and we're going hard.
Maybe
second favorite.
I'm trying to think of a good sound to play to end it. Oh, I do have this. I have the SpongeBob one that it's like, you what?
You what?
That's good.
Oh, here we go. This is the one we're going to end it on.
All right.
Your constant harassment of the female gender makes me sick.
Only 12 years old, but I got a hold of a pull stick I was getting from him. My father is a betting man, but I got myself a steady hand. He's sitting in the corner with a six-bet of Corona, betting that his son will win again.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.